The Rehearsal by Eleanor Catton, read by Nicola Rumagum. I can't do it, is what she says. I simply can't admit students without prior musical training. My teaching methods, Mrs. Henderson, are rather more specific than I think you understand. A jazzy pulse begins, just drums and double bass. She swirls her spoon and taps it once. The clarinet is a tadpole to the sax, can you see that? The clarinet is a black and silver sperm, and if you love this sperm very much, it will one day grow into a saxophone. She leans forward across the desk. Mrs. Henderson, at present your daughter is simply too young. Let me put it this way, a film of soured breast milk clutches at your daughter like a shroud. Mrs. Henderson is looking down, so the saxophone teacher says rather sharply, Do you hear me? With your mouth like a thin scarlet thread and your deflated bosom and your stale mustard blouse. Mrs. Henderson nods imperceptibly. She stops fingering the sleeves of her blouse. I require all of my students, the saxophone teacher continues, that they are downy and pubescent, pimpled with sullen mistrust and boiling away with private fury and ardour and uncertainty and gloom. I require that they wait in the corridor for 10 minutes at least before each lesson, tenderly nursing their injustices, picking miserably at their own unworthiness as one might finger a scab or caress a scar. If I am to teach your daughter, you darling, hopeless and inadequate mother, she must be moody and bewildered and awkward and dissatisfied and wrong. When she realises that her body is a secret, a dark and yawning secret, of which she becomes more and more ashamed, come back to me. You must understand me on this point. I cannot teach children. Kiss, kiss, kiss goes the snare drum over the silence. But she wants to learn the saxophone, says Mrs. Henderson at last, sounding ashamed and sulky at the same time. She doesn't want to learn the clarinet. I suggest you try the music department at her school, the saxophone teacher says. Mrs. Henderson sits there for a moment and scowls. Then she crosses her other leg and remembers that she was going to ask a question.